Since President Trump took office, the number of non-criminal undocumented immigrants detained and arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has spiked. That has pushed some to seek sanctuary in churches, where ICE says its policy is to avoid enforcement in what it calls sensitive locations. As Mother's Day approaches, race and Southern culture reporter Leonita Inge visited two women confined to the borders of the North Carolina churches that have taken them in.
So give me a tour.
Okay, this is the bathroom. It's two bathrooms. This is my shower.
Juana Luz Tobar Otega has been living in a renovated office at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Greensboro for about 1 year.
And this is my kitchen. I cook in here. My food, and got a food for my family and all for the people here. I like cooking.
Yeah. Ortega, originally from Guatemala, proudly shows me her living quarters. One wall is filled with pictures of her children and grandchildren, and there's a bed, a sofa, a large treadmill for exercising, and two sewing machines. She makes pillows and alters clothes to keep busy. When the weather is nice, Ortega says she likes to walk in St. Barnabas' beautiful garden, but she does not walk too far.
Are you able to say, have you ever left this place in the past year for, I don't know, a doctor's appointment or food or anything?
No,
never.
And just to be safe, 46-year-old Ortega says she does not even walk to the edge of the church's driveway, fearing someone from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would arrest her. Ortega has lived in Asheboro for half her life, working in the textile industry with no criminal record. She fled Guatemala in 1993, but returned to care for a sick child. Her troubles began after returning to the United States. A deportation order was issued. About 60 miles east of St. Barnabas is the Church of Reconciliation and Chapel Hill Mennonite Fellowship. That's where Rosa del Carmen Ortez Cruz is in sanctuary. On the woodsy grounds, there is also a daycare center. I asked 37-year-old Ortez Cruz if the sound of children playing brightened her day. As a mother, I should have known better.
I mean, I don't know if you did enjoy that sound or with them there.
¿Te gusta el sonido de los niños?
Me da como tristeza.
Honestly, it just makes me sad.
Cuando veo a alguien que lo viene a traer, digo yo, qué bonito andar con sus hijos.
When I see someone come bring their kids here, and I just think, wow, how lovely it is to just be able to bring your kids here.
Ortez Cruz, a native of Honduras, has four children. The 19-year-old is in college, but the three younger ones are now with their father's family in Greensboro. The youngest is 7 years old. Ortez Cruz was in tears for most of my visit. She has lived in sanctuary 1 month. Ortez Cruz has many scars that show deep stab wounds to her back, arm, and stomach. She fears for her life if she returns to Honduras. Her application for asylum was denied, so during the appeals process, she lives in a church in Chapel Hill with the help of several volunteers.
You feel really supported, and like there's a lot of, you know, people who really appreciate you.
Pero igual no es fácil estar en este lugar.
But it's not easy to be here in this place.
Lori Fernal Kamala heads the North Carolina Immigrant Rights Program at the American Friends Service Committee, and she coordinates the National Sanctuary Everywhere Initiative. Kamala says ICE is holding too many communities hostage and tearing apart families.
And I think on this Mother's Day, Juana and Rosa and all of the mothers and grandmothers in sanctuary across the country deserve to be with their families on Mother's Day and every day.
Kamala says their records show North Carolina has the most cases of sanctuary in the country, with 6 active cases and growing. There are 36 cases nationwide. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.